So I got involved with Iditarod through friends of mine who are dog mushers, but what really pushed me on is I saw how much fun they were having and their dogs were having, and I saw Jeff's photos, and the whole bundle, the whole package really just told me that, hey, I should get involved with this. This is something really special. And to a great extent, as we all say, it's the dogs. They're amazing at what they do. I'm here with Iditarod today really because I just love to support the community. These are people I know, these are my friends, these are my neighbors, and it's because of them and their dogs that I am here. They're not names and faces on a blog, they're not names and faces on a map. They are names and faces who I know and love and hug, and I know their kids, and I go to their houses for dinner, and they come to my house for dinner, and their dogs are related to my dogs, and it's one big happy family. One of my most memorable experiences involved with Iditarod was sort of a tangential thing. I was helping for a qualifying race for Iditarod, and I was coordinating a remote checkpoint about 60 miles out from the road system. And I was sitting in the snowbank looking out over all the dogs and the mushers running around with little headlamps and all the cookers going, and everybody was sort of quiet, and everybody had just got in, so all the dogs were calm. And I thought, you know, this is what it's all about. When you're out on the race, this is what it's all about, is the quiet and being with your dogs and with yourself, and that's a lot of fun. Well, I know for sure I'm going to stay here, and that whatever comes my way after that, we will figure it out. I came up here, I was intending to stay just for a summer, and then four dogs and a sled later, and maybe a litter of puppies in a year, and what do I know for sure? I know for sure that I live here, and all of the good that comes with that.